الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. Continuing with the explanation of Sharh al-Sunnah of Al-Imam al-Barbahari rahimahullah. And alhamdulillah, yesterday we took point number 21, which is wal-iman bi shafa'ati rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lil mudhnibin al-khati'in fi yawm al-qiyamah, to have faith in the intercession of Allah's messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of resurrection. And likewise, upon the bridge that is over the hellfire, for those guilty of sins, وعلى الصراط يخرجهم من جوف جهنم, he will cause them to come out from within the fire. وما من نبي إلا وله شفاعة, there is intercession for every prophet. وَكَذَلِكَ الصِّدِّيقُونَ وَالشُّهَدَاءُ وَالصَّالِحُونَ, likewise for the truthful sincere followers, the martyrs and the pious. وَلِلَّهِ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ تَفَضُّلٌ كَثِيرٌ عَلَى مَنْ يَشَاءُ, and after that Allah bestows His grace abundantly upon those whom He pleases. وَالْخُرُوجُ مِنَ النَّارِ بَعْدَمَا احْتَرَقُوا وَصَارُوا فَحْمًا, and after that Allah bestows His grace abundantly upon those whom He pleases, and people are taken out of the fire after having been burnt and reduced to charcoal. So, alhamdulillah, we read from the explanation of Al-Shaykh Al-Allama Rabbi Ibn Hadi Al-Madkhali Hafidhahullah Ta'ala, and today we'll start and mention briefly the types of shafa'at, the types of intercession. So moving on briefly to the various types of shafa'at, intercessions. The Shaykh, he said, هذا ولنبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم شفاعات خاصة. There are specific intercessions for our Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, كلها بعد, all of them occur after his Lord gives him permission to intercede. في كل شفاعة. So every type of intercession, Allah Azza wa Jalla has to give permission. Why? Because al-shafa'a al-muthbata, the shafa'a that is affirmed in the Quran and the Sunnah, it has two conditions. What are they? Give me one. Tafadhal. Naam, Allah Azza wa Jalla has to grant permission to the intercessor to intercede. What's the second condition? Naam, ridahu. Allah Azza wa Jalla has to be pleased for the one whom intercession is made. Naam, they are the two conditions. So that is a shafa'at al-muthbata, what is affirmed in the Quran and the Sunnah. And also you have a shafa'at al-manfiyah, that type of shafa'a that is rejected and censored in the Quran and the Sunnah. And that is what we find the people of shirk upon. So a shafa'a al-udhma, the major intercession, is one of the intercessions that is specific to our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وهي الشفاعة في إراحة الناس من ذلك الموقف العظيم. And this is the intercession to relieve the people from the distress of the great gathering on the Day of Judgment. حين يذهبون إلى الأنبياء يطلبون منهم الشفاعة. When the people, they approach the prophets, asking them to intercede with Allah Azza wa Jal. فيتدافعونها حَتَّى تَصِلَ إِلَيْهِ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ, and all of the prophets who are approached, they will excuse themselves until they go to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And remember, as comes in the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَيَقُولْ أَنَا لَهَا, it is for me, وَيَذْهَبْ, and he goes, as comes in the hadith, فَأَقَعُ سَاجِدًا لِرَبِّي عَزَّ وَجَلْ, and then he said, فَانْطَلِقُ فَآتِي تَحْتَ الْعَرْشِ, I will proceed until I am under the throne, and then I will fall in prostration to my Lord, the Mighty and Majestic. ثم يقال, and then it will be said, يا محمد ارفع رأسك, lift your head, سل تعطاه, ask and you will be given, واشفع تشفع, seek intercession and your intercession will be granted. That is known as الشفاعة العظمى, and that is المقام المحمود. نعم. The second type of الشفاعة, which is specific to our Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, الشفاعة في دخول أهل الجنة الجنة. Intercession for the people of paradise to be admitted into paradise. May Allah Azawajal grant us all Jannah. And remember, nobody will enter Jannah except for the people of At-Tawheed. إذا الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم أول من يدخل الجنة كما جاء في الحديث الصحيح. Because the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم will be the first to enter paradise. This comes in the authentic hadith. And this hadith is collected by Imam Muslim and others. That comes in the hadith, آتي باب الجنة يوم القيامة. I will come to the gate of paradise on the day of resurrection. I will come to the gate of paradise on the day of resurrection. فَأَسْتَفْتِحُ, and I will ask for it to be opened, meaning the gate of paradise. فَيَقُولُ الْخَازِمُ, فَيَقُولُ الْخَازِنُ, the gatekeeper will say, مَنْ أَنْتَ, who are you? قَالْ فَأَقُولُ مُحَمَّدْ, and I will respond, مُحَمَّدْ. قَالَ يَقُولُ بِكَ أُمِرْتُ أَنْ لَا أَفْتَحَ لِأَحَدْ قَبْلَكَ. He will say, the gatekeeper, to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I was commanded not to open it for anyone before you. The gatekeeper, naam, he will say, bika umirtu an la aftaha li ahadin qablak. I was commanded to not open the gate for anyone before you. So this is a type of shafa'ah that is specific to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Intercession for the people of paradise to be admitted into paradise. Likewise, who else can give me another type? وَشَفَاعَةٌ خَاصَ فِي عَمِّهِ أَبِي طَالِبٍ. His intercession specifically for his paternal uncle, Abu Talib, for his punishment to be lightened. Understand that. For his punishment to be lightened. And that is found in the hadith. This hadith is muttafaqun alayh. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, هو في ضحضاح من النار. هو في ضحضاح من النار. He is in the shallowest part of the fire. ولولا أنا, were it not for me, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, لكان في الدرك الأسفل من النار. He would be in the deepest part of the fire. He would be in the deepest part of the fire. So that is what the intercession of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم for his paternal uncle, for his punishment to be lightened. He's still punished, but the punishment is lightened. ثم بعد ذلك يشفع الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم وغيره شفاعات أخرى. ومن هذه الشفاعات, apart from these types of intercession, the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم and other than him will intercede with different types of intercession from them. And so this intercession is for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and others from the believers. Intercession for the sinful people of Tawheed to come out from the fire. Intercession for the sinful people of Tawheed to come out from the fire. May Allah azza wa jalla protect each and every one of us from it. Amen. And we'll suffice with that. Alhamdulillah, the Shaykh, he goes into a lot more detail. But we'll move on with today's lesson, which is point number 22. والإيمان بالصراط على جهنم يأخذ الصراط من شاء الله ويجوز من شاء الله ويسقط في جهنم من شاء الله ولهم أنوار على قدر إيمانهم. So again, الإيمان بالصراط على جهنم يأخذ الصراط من شاء الله ويجوز من شاء الله ويسقط في جهنم من شاء الله ولهم أنوار على قدر إيمانهم. To have belief in the bridge over the hellfire. The bridge, it snatches whomsoever Allah pleases. And it allows passage to whomsoever Allah pleases. And whomever Allah pleases will fall into hell. May Allah protect us from that. And the people are preceded by light according to the level of their iman, their faith. So Al-Imam Al-Barbahari, he said, to have belief in the bridge, as-sirat, that ala jahannam, the bridge over the hell. And the bridge, it snatches. Ikhwan, there's space in here. There's a lot of space at the back. Tafadhal, Naj. Space. To have belief in the bridge over the hell, the bridge snatches whomsoever Allah pleases and allows passage to whomever Allah pleases. And whomever Allah pleases will fall into hell, and their people are preceded by light according to the level or the strength of their faith, their iman. Al-Sharh. Qala Shaykh al-Walid, al-murad bis-sirat. The meaning of as-sirat is referring to the bridge, al-madrub ala matni jahannam, the bridge which is fixed over the hellfire. Wa huwa adaqqu min ash-sha'r. It is thinner than a hair. Huwa adaqqu min ash-sha'r wa ahaddu min as-sayf. It is thinner than a hair and it is sharper than a sword. يَمُرُّ النَّاسَ عَلَيْهِ عَلَى قَدْرِ أَعْمَالِهِمْ. Look at that, brothers and sisters. Again, aqeedah, how does it encourage? No doubt aqeedah is vital in order for the individual to do righteous deeds. The correct aqeedah is important to assist the believer to do righteous deeds. The people, they will pass over the bridge عَلَى قَدْرِ أَعْمَالِهِمْ, based on their actions. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَمُرُّ كَالطَّرْفِ وكالبرق وكالريح وكأجاويد الخيل والركاب. Some of the people will cross the bridge as quickly as the wink of an eye, the blink of an eye. Some as quick as lightning. Some like a strong wind. Some like the fast horses or she camels. And I want to read, brothers and sisters, some words from Al-Qurtubi about the bridge that is over the hellfire. In his book At-Tadhkira, Na'am, Al-Qurtubi, he said, تفكر الآن, تفكر الآن فيما يحل بك من الفزع بفؤادك إذا رأيت الصراط ودقته. He said, think at this point about the terror that will enter your heart when you see the bridge over hell and its narrowness. ثم وقع بصرك على سواد جهنم من تحته. And then think, when your sight falls upon the darkness of hell beneath the bridge, and then the bursting sounds of the fire and its intensity reaches your ears. وَقَدْ كُلِّفْتَ أَن تَمْشِي عَلَى الصِّرَاطِ مَعَ ضَعْفِ حَالِكَ وَاضْطِرَابِ قَلْبِكَ. And then think at that time, you are made to walk on the bridge, even though you're in a weak state and your heart is trembling. وَتَزَلْزَلْ قَدَمِكَ, and your legs are shaking. وَثِقْلُ ظَاهِرِكَ بِالْأَوْزَارِ, and your back is heavy from the sins. أَلْمَانِعَ لَكَ مِنَ الْمَشِي عَلَى بِصَاطِ الْأَرْضِ فَضْلًا عَنْ حِدَّةِ الصِّرَاطِ. Those sins that would make it difficult for you to walk on flat land, let alone walk on the sharpness of the bridge. فَكَيْفَ بِكَ إِذَا وَضَعْتَ عَلَيْهِ إِحْدَى رِجْلَيْكَ. فَأَحْسَسْتَ بِحِدَّتِهِ. So brothers and sisters, how will you be if you place one of your feet on the bridge and you feel its sharpness? وَاضْطَرَرْتَ إِلَىٰ أَن تَرْفَعَ قَدَمَكَ الثَّانِي, and you are compelled, you don't have any choice, to lift your second foot and to place it on that bridge. وَالْخَلَائِقَ بَيْنَ يَدَيْكَ يَزِلُّونَ وَيَعْثُرُونَ, and you see others in front of you, they're slipping, they're stumbling. وَتَتَنَاوَلَهُمْ زَبَانِيَةُ النَّارِ بِالْخَطَاطِيفِ وَالْكَلَالِيبِ, and you see that the keepers of hell are catching at those who are crossing it with their spikes, with spikes and with hooks. And you are looking. وَأَنْتَ تَنْظُرْ إِلَيْهِمْ كَيْفَ يَنْكُسُونَ إِلَى جِهَةِ النَّارِ رُؤُوسَهُمْ وَتَعْلُوا أَرْجُلَهُمْ فَيَا لَهَا مِنْ مَنْظَرٍ مَا أَفْضَعَهُ وَمُرْتَقَ مَا أَصْعَبَهُ. Al-Qurtubi, he said, and you see them, the people are crossing, they tilt their heads towards the fire and their feet are raised. What a terrifying sight, and what a difficult place to stand upon, and how difficult it is to cross such a narrow space. Think about it. When we hear these ayat and these ahadith, this is haqq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, and it's found in the Quran, this is established in the book, in the Quran and in the Sunnah. وَإِن مِّنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا كَانَ عَلَى رَبِّكَ حَتْمًا مَقْضِيًّا. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, the meaning being, there is not one of you except that you will pass over hell. Don't think that this is not applicable to us. It's applicable to us. And we should think about ourselves firstly and foremostly. النَّاسُ يَمُرُّونَ عَلَى قَدْرِ أَعْمَالِهِمْ. The people will pass over it based upon their actions. وَمِمَّا يُسْتَدَلُّ بِهِ عَلَى الْمُرُورِ عَلَى الصِّرَاطِ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ. قول الله تعالى. One of the proofs that the people will pass over the bridge from the Quran is the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِن مِّنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا كَانَ عَلَى رَبِّكَ حَتْمًا مَقْضِيًّا. That there is not one of you, but you will pass over hell. This is with your Lord a decree which must come to pass. It must be accomplished. وَإِن مِّنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا. And brothers and sisters, remember, who are going to be saved? ثُمَّ نُنَجِّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَنَذَرُ الظَّالِمِينَ فِيهَا جِثِيَّةً. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, those, every one of you, وَإِن مِّنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا. There's not one of you, but except that you will pass over hell. It is a decree that must come to pass. It is a decree of your Lord that must be accomplished. ثُمَّ نُنَجِّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا. And we will save those who fear Allah and are dutiful to Him. We will save those who fear Allah Azza wa Jal and are dutiful to Him. وَنَذَرُ الظَّالِمِينَ فِيهَا جِثِيَّةً. And we shall leave the oppressors therein humbled to their knees in the hellfire. May Allah protect us from that. So no doubt, when we hear these ayat, when we hear these ahadith, think our actions. Think about our deeds. Our righteous deeds. Think about our sins. Think about the importance to repent to Allah Azza wa Jal. The Shaykh, he said, قال ابن جرير. Ibn Jarir, he mentions with his isnad all the way عن عبد الله. عن عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he said, explaining the ayah, وَإِن مِّنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا. There is not one of you except that they will cross over the hell. Ibn Mas'ud, he said, As-sirat ala jahannam. This is referring to the bridge over the hellfire, which is as sharp as a sword. Tamurru tabaqatul ula kalbarq. The foremost of the believers will cross the bridge. They will cross like lightning. Wathaniya karrih. The second group, like a strong wind. Wathalitha kaajwadil khayl. Like the fast horses. And the fourth group, كأجود البهائم, like the fastest of riding beasts. ثم يمرون والملائكة يقولون اللهم سلم سلم. They will pass over and the angels will say, safety, safety. Give them safety, safety. And then the Shaykh, he mentioned some of the ahadith that talk about this sirat, that talk about this bridge that is over the hellfire, about which Allah Azza wa Jalla said, وَإِن مِّنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا. There is not one of you, but you will pass over hell. Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه قال, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, لا يموت لمسلم ثلاثة من الولد. No Muslim whose three children die will go to the hellfire. فتمسه النار. No Muslim whose three children die will go to the hellfire. Whose three children died will go to the hellfire, except for Allah's oath, meaning everyone has to pass over the bridge on the hellfire. Az-Zuhri said, قال الزهري كأنه يريد هذه الآية. It is as if he is referring to this verse, وَإِن مِّنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا كَانَ عَلَى رَبِّكَ حَتْمًا مَقْضِيًّا. There is none of you, except that they will pass over hell, and this is with your Lord a decree which must be accomplished. Brothers and sisters, again, when we hear this hadith, if somebody has children that pass away, they're living and their children pass away, this hadith encourages them to be patient because of the reward in the akhirah. No Muslim whose three children died will go to the hellfire except for Allah's oath, meaning everyone has to pass over the bridge that is on the hellfire. Naam. So the believer that believes in the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the good of it and the bad of it, He is patient with the decree of Allah Azza wa Jal. Everyone has to be patient. Everyone has to be patient with that. That is why, alhamdulillah, again, the importance of aqidah, that's why Shaykh al-Fawzan said, لا ينتحروا أحد إلا. No one commits suicide except due to their corrupt aqidah. Either because of the weakness of their iman in the divine decree or the absence of it. لا ينتحروا أحد إلا بسبب سوء عقيدته أو ضعف إيمانه. نعم. No one commits suicide except because of the corruption of his creed or the weakness of his faith in the divine decree. Because if you believe that Allah decreed it, why are you going to kill yourself and fall into a major sin? وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. Again, aqeedah, alhamdulillah. You see how aqeedah, walillah alhamd, that we find in the Quran and the Sunnah, with the understanding of the Salaf of this Ummah, it gives the Muslim the balanced personality to deal with the challenges of life. If a person, a child is raised upon that, they will, alhamdulillah, be able to function as they go on in life to deal with the challenges that they meet. Because there will be times of happiness and there will be times of sadness. But alhamdulillah, because of their iman, their belief in Allah Azza wa Jal, their belief in His angels, their belief in His books, their belief in the messengers, their belief in the last day, their belief in the divine decree, they will be able to, inshallah, encounter the challenges of life and be able to deal with them. If the child is brought up on television, Nickelodeon, and just playing the PlayStation, and no ilm, no knowledge, no Quran, no sunnah, that's an empty shell. Add to that, that in our time, many children, they're not even raised by their parents, they're just thrown to daycares. What do you expect from that type of child when he's just left alone? No affection from the mother, no aqidah, no correct tarbiyah, you just throw him to a daycare and you don't know how he's being treated. And then you think, why is my child, why does he have all these psychological illnesses and all these problems? The answer is simple, it's right in front of you. But today we don't want to sacrifice in terms, إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِيمُ اللَّهِ. We don't want to put forth effort. It's like a microwave. You want to put your food in the microwave and have the meal right there in a minute. You don't want to take time to prepare, effort, sacrifice. So what you prefer instead of doing things right, to try and take a shortcut. Okay, I'll just give him this medication. It's not going to make him better. Wallahu a'lam. Showing the importance, brothers and sisters, of these type of learning these ayat, learning these ahadith. If you can't teach your child these things, you don't have the ability, take them to places where they can hear them. Time of the Sahaba, Ridwanullahi alayhim. Even look, they were at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Their parents, some of them, Sahaba, companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, or their mothers were Sahabiyat, virtuous women. Virtuous women, but still they would bring their children and they would say, here, stay in the company of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Serve the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What about our time? In non-Muslim lands. Min babi awla, our children should mother be in the masjid. Naam, may Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us tawfiq. So the Shaykh, he mentioned also, min hadith Abi Sa'id al-Tawil fi al-Ru'ya wa al-Shafa'a wa ghayrihima. Also there comes about the bridge in the hadith, that is the long hadith narrated by Abu Sa'id al-Khudri concerning al-Ru'ya, the believer seeing Allah in the hereafter, and likewise the intercession and other than them. And from that hadith is, ثُمَّ يُؤْتَى بِالْجِسَرْ فَيُجَعَلُوا بَيْنَ ظَهَرَيْ جَهَنَّمْ قُلْنَا يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ وَمَا الْجِسَرْ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, then the bridge will be brought and laid across the hellfire. The bridge will be brought, the sirat, and it will be laid across the hellfire. قُلْنَا يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. We said, O Messenger of Allah, وَمَا الْجِسَرْ. What is the bridge? What is this bridge? They said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he responded, مَدْحَدَةٌ مَزِلَّةٌ عليه خطاطيف وكلاليب وحسكة. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, it is slippery, on which there are clamps and hooks like a thorny seed that is wide at one side and narrow at the other side, and has thorns with bent ends, such that a thorny seed is found, similar to a thorny seed that is found in Najd called a Sa'dan. So it's the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling us about this bridge. Brothers, a quick question. Why is it khatatifu? Hanif. Limada khatatifu? The hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, thumma yu'ta bil jisri fa yuj'alu bayna dhahray jahannam. Qulna ya rasulullah wa mal jisr? What is this bridge? Qala madhadatun مَزِلَّةٌ عَلَيْهِ خَطَاطِيفُ وَكَلَالِيبُ. He said, it is a slippery bridge on which there are clamps and hooks, like a thorny seed that is wide at one side and narrow at the other side. And it has thorns with bent ends, like a thorny seed that is found in Najd, which is known as a Sa'dan. Why is it خَطَاطِيفُ and كَلَالِيبُ? Why? Why is it? Where's Dawood? Hassan, why is it khatatifu? Why is it khatatifu? Huh? No, why is it? Why does it just take one dhamma? Why? Why does it just take one dhamma? Khatatif. Because the origin of the noun al-ism, I know you know one. Why is it khatatifu and kalalibu? Why? Who is it? Nadir, tfaddal. اجلس يا خان اجلس من يساعدك اسود تفضل ها خطاطيف look it's right in front of you مصطفى الله المستعان وعلي تكلان تفضل ممنوع من الصرف why it's upon firstly what نعم it's upon the pattern of مفاعيل it's on the pattern of mafa'il, illa wahida taqumu maqam illatain. It's on the pattern of mafa'il. And in the Arabic language, when you have words like that, like masajidu, which is mafa'ilu, or mafatihu, ala waza mafa'ilu, it doesn't take tanween. So that's why, look, it's important, ikhwan, you look, you see these qawa'id, you read these words, that you know whether it takes one dhamma, whether it takes two. Or whether it's one fatha or two fathas. Now, these type of qawa'id, you learn. Alhamdulillah in Nahu. The Arab, alhamdulillah, they have qawa'id in Nahu that you learn these things. Sahih Abdul Majid. You in the book 2 class? Book 3? MashaAllah. Allahumma. Barak alaykum. Naam. Book 3, huh? I forgot. Subhanallah. I'm going to hit you with some questions as well. MashaAllah. Tabarakallah. Alhamdulillah. There comes in the hadith al-mu'min alayha, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, كالطرف. The Prophet, he says, some of the believers will cross the bridge as quickly as the blink of an eye. وكالبرقي, and some of them like lightning. وكالريح, and some of them like a strong wind. وكأجاويد الخيل والركاب, and some of them like fast horses and she camels. فناج مسلم. Some will be safe without any harm. وناج مَخْدُوشٌ, and some will be safe after receiving some scratches. وَمَكْدُوسٌ فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمٍ, and some will fall into hell. May Allah protect us all from that. نعم. حَتَّى يَمُرَّ آخِرُهُمْ يُسْحَبُ سَحْبًا, and the last person will cross as being dragged over the bridge. Likewise, and that hadith is collected by Al-Bukhari and Muslim, Bukhari in the book of Al-Tawheed and Muslim in the book of Al-Iman. Also the hadith of Abu Huraira radiallahu an, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, marfu'an min hadithin tawilin aydan fi ru'yatil mu'mineen rabbahum. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, when we read this part, he said, فَأَكُونُ أَنَا وَأُمَّتِي أَوَّلُ مَنْ يُجِيزُهَا. He said, then the bridge will be laid over the hellfire. وَيُدْرَبُ الصِّرَاتُ بَيْنَ ظَهْرَي جَهَنَّمْ. The bridge will be laid over the hellfire. I and my followers will be the first to go across it. وَلَا يَتَكَلَّمُ يَوْمَئِذٍ إِلَّا الرُّسُلُ. None will speak on that day except the messengers. وَدَعْوَ الرُّسُلُ, the supplication of the messengers on that day. Look, imagine how severe it must be. Even the messengers. The dua that the messengers they make on that day. اللهم سلم سلم. Oh Allah, safety, safety. SubhanAllah. Even the messengers are saying, اللهم سلم سلم. And there comes in the hadith, similar to the hadith we mentioned, illa there comes a nice addition. تُخْطَفُ النَّاسِ بِأَعْمَالِهِمْ. These hooks, they will snatch at the people based on their deeds. These hooks, they will snatch the people based upon their actions. Showing the importance of righteous deeds. الْأَعْمَالُ الصَّالِحَةِ. Staying away from al-ma'asi, the disobedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. Why? Because every one of us وَإِن مِّنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا. There is not one of you except that you're going to pass over the bridge over hell. وَقَوْلُ الْمُؤَلِّفِ. So again, الحمد لله, that's the explanation of the statement of Al-Barbahari rahimahullah, that to have belief in the bridge over the hellfire, the bridge snatches whomsoever Allah wills and allows passage to whomsoever Allah wills, and whomsoever Allah wills will fall into hell. وَلَهُمْ أَنْوَارٌ عَلَىٰ قَدْرِ إِيمَانِهِمْ. The people are preceded by light according to the level of their faith. أَخَذَ رَحِيمُهُ اللَّهِ هَذَا مِنْ قَوْلِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. The proof of that, the statement of Al-Barbahari, the people are preceded by light according to the level of their iman. SubhanAllah, look at that. The people are preceded by light according to the level of their faith. Again, an encouragement, التَّرْغِيب فِي الْأَعْمَالِ الصَّالِحَةِ, to do righteous deeds. And Al-Barbahari, he extracted that, he derived that from the saying of Allah Azza wa Jal, يَوْمَ تَرَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَسْعَى نُورُهُمْ بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَبِأَيْمَانِهِمْ بُشْرَاكُمُ الْيَوْمِ. On that day you shall see the believing men and women, their light running forward before them, and by their right hands, glad tiding for you this day, gardens under which rivers flow to dwell therein forever, meaning paradise. جَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْدِيَ الْأَنْهَارِ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. This is ultimate success. May Allah grant us all paradise. This is ultimate success, Jannah. Allah Azza wa Jalla said in the next verse, and this is Surah Al-Hadid, that was verse number 12. So the Shaykh, he said, Al-Barbahari rahimahullah, he derived this from the saying of Allah Azza wa Jal, meaning that the people are preceded by light according to the level of their faith. So he derived this, Al-Barbahari derived this from the verses in Surah Al-Hadid. When Allah Azza wa Jal, he said, يَوْمَ تَرَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَسْعَى نُورُهُمْ بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَبِأَيْمَانِهِمْ بُشْرَاكُمُ الْيَوْمِ جَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْدِيَ الْأَنْهَارِ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. On that day, you shall see the believing men and women, Allahu Akbar, believing men and women, their light running forward before them and by their right hands. Glad tidings for you this day, gardens in paradise under which rivers flow to dwell therein forever. يَوْمَ يَقُولُ الْمُنَافِقُونَ وَالْمُنَافِقَاتِ. Whereas on that day, the hypocrites, the men and the women, may Allah Azza wa Jalla protect us from hypocrisy of belief. يَوْمَ يَقُولُ الْمُنَافِقُونَ وَالْمُنَافِقَاتِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا انظُرُونَا نَقْتَبِسْ مِنْ نُورِكُمْ. The hypocrites, the men and the women, they will say to those who believe, they will say, wait for us, let us borrow, let us get some of from your light. قِيلَ ارْجِعُوا وَرَاءَكُمْ فَالْتَمِسُوا نُورًا فَضُرِبَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِسُورٍ لَهُ بَابٌ بَاطِنُهُ فِيهِ الرَّحْمَةِ وَظَاهِرُهُ مِنْ قِبَلِهِ الْعَذَابِ يُنَادُونَ أَلَمْ نَكُمْ مَعَكُمْ قَالُوا بَلَى. So the verse, it goes on to say, so the hypocrites, they will say, lend us, give us some of your light. And it will be said to them, go back to your rear, then seek a light. So a wall will be put between them with a gate therein. And inside it will be mercy and outside it will be torment. يعني إلى آخر الآيات. And then the Shaykh, he explains, he says, ونقل ابن كثير عن الضحاك قوله ليس أحد إلا يعطى نورا يوم القيامة فإذا انتهوا إلى الصراط طفي نور المنافقين. That الضحاك, he said, Ibn Kathir quoted upon al-Dhahak, that there is none except that he has given a light on the day of resurrection. When they reach the bridge, the light of the hypocrites will be extinguished, it will be put out. When the believers, they see this, they will fear that their light also will be put out. And the believers will say, رَبَّنَا أَتْمِمْ لَنَا نُورَنَا. They will say, oh Allah, perfect for us our light. قال Ibn Kathir, he said, قال الحسن, الحسن البصري, he said, concerning the saying of Allah Azza wa Jal, يَسْعَى نُورُهُمْ بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ. That on that day their light will be running forward, meaning before the believers. يَعْنِي عَلَى الصِّرَاطِ, meaning upon the bridge. وَسَاقَ أَقْوَالٍ أُخْرَى فِي تَفْسِيرِ هَذِي الْآيَةِ. And then he mentioned other statements concerning the tafsir of this verse. Then the Shaykh, he said, نَسْأَلُ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ أَنْ يَجْعَلَنَا مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And we ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to make us from the believers who will pass over the bridge, and from those whose light runs forward before them, and to make us from the people who pass the bridge the fastest. Verily our Lord is the one who hears the supplications. Ameen. Naam. Ikhwan, inshallah, I want to read Mustafa. Itibi Tafsir al-Sa'di. I want to read from the tafsir of Sa'di and then inshallah with regards to some of these ayat before we finish. Naam, al-Imam al-Sa'di, brothers and sisters, explaining these verses in Surah Al-Hadid. On that day you will see the believing men and women, their light running forward before them and by their right hands. Bushraakum al-Yawm, glad tidings to them today. As-Sa'di said, and inshallah akhtasir min kalamihi, he said, وَصَارَ النَّاسِ فِي الظُّلْمَةِ, he said, the people will be in darkness. وَنُصِبَ الصِّرَاطَ لَمَتْنِ جَهَنَّمْ, the bridge will be placed over the hellfire. فَحِينَ إِذٍ تَرَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ, you will find the believing men and the believing women. يَسْعَى نُورُهُمْ بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَبِأَيْمَانِهِمْ, you will see that the believers, the men and women, their light will be running forward before them and by their right hands. وَنُورُهُمْ فِي ذَلِكَ الْمَوْقِفَ الْهَائِلَ السَّعَبِ, and this will be during this situation which is scary and frightening and difficult. كُلٌ عَلَى قَدْرِ إِيمَانِهِ, everyone will have light depending upon the level of their faith. And they will be given glad tidings at that time, بِأَعْظَمْ, and it will be the greatest of glad tidings. It will be said to them, بُشْرَاكُمُ الْيَوْمِ, glad tidings to you, جَنَّاتٌ تَجَرِي مِنْ تَحْدِيَ الْأَنْهَارِ, gardens of paradise in which rivers flow, خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا, where you will dwell forever, ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمِ. So he said, As-Sa'di, how beautiful is this glad tidings to their hearts, and how sweet it will be to their souls. حَيْثُ حَسَلَ لَهُمْ كُلُّ مَطْلُوبٍ مَحْبُوبٍ, because they would have achieved everything that they seek and is beloved to them. وَنَجَوْ مِنْ كُلِّ شَرْوَرٍ وَمَرْهُوبٍ, and they are safe from every evil and everything that they fear. فَإِذَا رَأَى الْمُنَافِقُونَ نُورَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَمْشُونَ بِهِ, and when the hypocrites, they see the light of the believers and how the believers are walking with their light. وَهُمْ قَدْ طُفِيَ نُورُهُمْ, but the light of the hypocrites has been extinguished, it has been put out. وَبَقَوْ فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ حَائِرِينَ, and they remain in darkness and they're confused. قَالُوا لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ, they will say to the believers, أُنظُرُونَ نَقْتَبِسْ مِن نُورِكُمْ, give us some of your light. Let us have some of your light. So that مَا نَمْشِي بِهِ لِنَنْجُوَ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ, so that we can walk with this light, because it's going to be pitch black. They can't, it's dark. So that they can walk and that they can be safe from the punishment and the torment. But it will be said to them, قِيلَ أَيْ لَهُمْ, to them, ارجعوا وراءكم فالتمسوا نورا إن كان ذلك ممكنا والحال أن ذلك غير ممكن. It's impossible for them to attain on that day any light, the hypocrites. بل هو من المحالات. It's impossible. فضرب بأي بين المؤمنين والمنافقين بسور أي حائط. And at that time, a wall will be placed between the believers and the hypocrites. It will be fortified. There will be no way to penetrate. له باب باطنه فيه الرحمة هو الذي يلي المؤمنين وظاهره من قبله العذاب وهو الذي يلي المنافقين. And then the hypocrites, they will call out, فينادي المنافقون. Look, the hypocrites, ما يدرون إلا أنفسهم ومكروا ومكر الله والله خير الماكرين. They think that they're plotting and they're deceiving, but in reality Allah Azza wa Jalla plots against them, and Allah is the best of planners. They think that they're doing something. Those who have hypocrisy of belief, they're only harming themselves. Look how they will be humiliated yawm al-qiyamah. So they will say, the hypocrites will say, أَلَمْ نَكُمْ مَعَكُمْ, were we not with you? فَيُنَادِ الْمُنَافِقُونَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, the hypocrites will call out to the believers, فَيَقُولُونَ لَهُمْ تَدَرُّعًا وَتَرَحُّمًا, and they will call upon the believers and they will say to them, أَلَمْ نَكُمْ مَعَكُمْ, were we not with you in the dunya? Did we not say, meaning, لا إله إلا الله, نصلي ونصوم, we prayed and we fasted, ونجاهد, and we done similar to your actions. The believers will say, قالوا بلى, yes. أي كنتم معنا في الدنيا, you were with us in the dunya, وعملتم في الظاهر, apparently you done what you used to do, the actions that we used to do. مثل عملنا, ولكن أعمالكم أعمال المنافقين من غير إيمان. But your actions were the actions of hypocrites without any faith. ولا نية صادقة صالحة, and no true righteous intention. نعم, so look at that, brothers and sisters. The munafiqeen, they only harm themselves. And that highlights the khatar, the danger of النفاق الاعتقادي, the hypocrisy of belief. The hypocrisy of belief. And that's from the tafsir of Imam al-Sa'di, rahimahullah ta'ala. Now, خلاص, and with that, we'll come to a close.